Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Here's the pitch to Lockridge, and a fly ball to center. It is back, way back. Slam, Brandon Lockridge. It's a 10-run fifth inning for the Brewers. This inning is a total car wreck for the Dodgers. A 10 spot. Me, oh my.
24-9. The Brewers beat the Dodgers yesterday. So you're thinking 24-9, the ball must have been flying out of the yard, all sorts of excitement. Well, this was a four-hour marathon that featured 22 walks, 466 pitches, a 10-run fifth for the Brewers, a 9-run seventh, 35 runs on 24 hits. That seems a little out of proportion for any game involving baseball.
So the game started right basically at the end of our show yesterday.
Yes.
And at some point, I was in the newsroom doing some stories for the other shows, and a couple people were like, the game is still going on. The game is still going on. And then it was like, look at the score. Woo!
It was a football score out in the desert yesterday. That's where we find Dom Catronia, host of Brewers Extra Innings. His work has been outstanding covering the Brewers throughout the course of spring training. That's a lot of walks. It's a lot of runs. That's a long game when it's 100 degrees, Dom.
Guys, I'm not going to lie. I don't remember a single thing from that game. It was so, so bad. It was awful. But hey, it could be worse. The Brewers ended up on top, but in the middle of that game, myself, Kurt Hogue of Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Adam McAlvey, are kind of just all looking at each other like, this team nearly got perfect gamed on Sunday, and now they're just exploding for 19 runs over the course of two innings.
Wow. Well, should we fast forward to a different game then, since you don't remember anything about that game?
I mean, all I know is, I know Brandon Lockridge hit a grand slam, but that was literally the only, truly offensive highlight from this game. Like Greg talked about, the walks, a bunch of seeing eye singles, some terrible defense from the Dodger prospects. I mean, it was like clockwork. The Dodgers, they played more games than anybody last year, right? So they're taking it easy with some of their main starters. Those guys come out after four innings, and Tyler Glasnow goes back out for the fifth. He struggles a little bit, and then just the gates opened. And it was just like, oh, okay. Yeah, the main guys got their work in, and there's a reason they're the main guys.
So I'm loving this, and I'd like to know more. Four Brewers are competing for gold today. On to the finals in the World Baseball Classic. What can you tell us about our four Brewers that are going for gold?
Gosh, it's so great, right? I mean, I think this is honestly the dream scenario in the eyes of the Brewers. If you're going to send as many players as they did, you want to at least see somebody go all the way, and they've got the team with their most representation. Don't forget, on Team Venezuela, not only do you have the three players in Zerpa, Churio, and Contreras, you also have Brewers bench coach Nestor Corridor, who's been a Brewers lifer in the minor league system on his way up. He's been on the big league staff the last couple of seasons. Nestor's a lovable guy. He's on Team Venezuela and their coaching staff, who's a friend of mine. Their manager, Omar Lopez, I had back in the minor league. So if I'm not rooting for Team USA, Venezuela was going to be my next rooting interest. And it's so great to have, Brewers on the world stage. And not only that, Uribe on Team Dominican Republic. Andrew Fisher had a tremendous tournament for Team Italy. And you just look it up and down to have the chance to say, yeah, the best players in the world also play in Milwaukee. They play for the Brewers. This organization has an eye for talent, an eye for developing, and the rest of the world agrees to say, yeah, we want them representing our country.
It's been fascinating watching the World Baseball Classic, Dom, because you can't simulate this kind of intensity in a spring training game. You just can't. You can do it in the playoffs and maybe certain regular season games, but it's had this playoff sort of feel, especially lately. I mean, the every out is meaningful and everything is celebrated. I know there's been some back and forth on when's the best time to do the World Baseball Classic. I think baseball has put it at the best time possible because it does sort of get you ready in a variety of different ways, mentally, physically, and so on, for what the regular season brings and ultimately, hopefully, the postseason.
Yeah, I think that this is as good as you can get it in the modern game. My one tweak that I would do for timing is we can keep pool play in spring training. I'm fine with that. You got guys all over the world. You've got the Asian regional and that sort of thing. But let's just do pool play in spring training. Set the team so that way what we do then is during All-Star Week is maybe take a week off, kind of like what the NHL does or the NBA does, and say, yeah, we can still have the All-Star game, and maybe guys will be named to an All-Star team but don't pitch in it because they're playing in the World Baseball Classic. And then you just have three games in 4 days, whatever, of the World Baseball Classic that week. Because then pitchers are stretched out, bullpens are ready. I think that could be a massive win. And furthermore, you could package it with the All-Star host city, right, where you could say, hey, not only are you getting the Home Run Derby and the All-Star game, then Thursday, Friday, Sunday, you're going to get the World Baseball Classic, whatever they do. That's if I was commissioner. But I do think that for the current status of the league and where we're going right now, this is a great way to start the season feeling like October and March.
Dom, it's going to be here before you know it. Opening day for the Milwaukee Brewers, it's a week and change away at this point. Are the players starting to murmur about that, or is it just like full steam ahead? This is spring training. We still have some games to go here. Because I know the fans here in Milwaukee, we are talking about it for sure. And then there's this great news about how fans should stick around post game for a sneak peek at that new documentary, Uke. People are going to be loving that.
Yeah, I think it's going to be great. I think the batters and the offensive players and the position players are ready to go. Starters are starting to get antsy. You know, they probably each only got one more time through the rotation. Then, of course, you've got those exhibition games against the Reds on Monday and Tuesday of next week back at home. So hopefully all the snow is melted by then. But the point being is that, yes, this is the week, and today being the last off day of spring training, this is the week where it's like, let's go home. Let just put it up together, pack it up in bubble wrap. You got a couple night games this week. And oh, by the way, it's going to be 107 degrees on Friday. So more the reason to get home as soon as possible.
I was just going to ask you about that, Dom. That in my time covering spring training, and it was probably 10 years straight, I don't know if it ever got much above 90, 91, somewhere around there. I mean, these are like record-breaking temperatures. I wonder if it forces Pat Murphy to maybe alter some of his playing plan for pitchers or for position players. And that is no joke heat when you're talking about 107 plus, something the players will never really experience in a regular season game.
Yeah, I think that the one thing that the Brewers have already announced, I should say the Diamondbacks announced, is that they moved Friday's game back to a night game to 6 o'clock. That game is at Salt River Fields. Now, the Brewers were lucky, though. Thursday, one of the first days of this heat wave, was already scheduled to be a night game. So they've got that going for them. Now, Saturday currently is still a day game, but it is supposed to cool down to 102 degrees. And you're right, Greg. Like, look, y'all know I'm an Arizona native, okay? And this is home for me. This is where I grew up. And I feel like I have a very good pulse on what weather is like down here. February was the hottest I've ever experienced. And now here, I have never seen multiple degrees above 100 degrees in March. Like, we've seen, like, a day or two where it scratches 100 or it's, like, 98 or whatever in March. And then it's, oh, yeah, then it goes right back down to the upper 70s, low 80s. I've never seen this. Well, we're talking June temperatures in March. So if you're coming out to the games, if you're coming out, hanging out, watching the spring breakout game or something, hydrate. Also wear sunscreen. There's complimentary sunscreen in the bathrooms here in Phoenix. So everyone is very self-sun aware here in the Valley of the Sun.
Oh, I love that when places, you know, Summerfest here in Milwaukee does that too now.
Yeah.
They have little spots where you can go and get sun lotion, get sunscreen. That's such a good idea. Dom, I've got to say, you're awesome on social media. It's so great to check out all of your updates from spring training and, of course, as the season gets closer here. But there's one thing I was really disturbed about the other day, and I think the ladies will agree with me. Your one tweet that says, man, that's a wet fart ending to a classic. That is just something, Dom, that we don't want to learn about.
But, I mean, it's the truth. It's the way that Team USA Dominican ended on a blown strike three call that would have been remedied by the current ABS system that we're in the World Baseball Classic is not playing with the ABS challenge system that we'll see in place in the regular season. And it's just so clearly a ball. Everybody knew it was a ball. Everybody, like, a one run game that was an all time classic. And then with the top of the order and Fernando Tatis Jr. on deck. It's just like, it doesn't come down to one pitch. I know, but just like, that's how it ended. That's how we all felt.
Well, let me just say, you were very descriptive, and I'll give you that. That was good.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's how everybody felt. And I think if you asked the Team USA locker room and had to inject them with the truth serum, they said, yeah, that was a ball.
Yeah, descriptive but gross.
Well, Dom, continued great work down at Arizona. It's been a lot of fun to follow your stuff along with the team. And travel safe, and we'll chat with you when you get back.
I can't wait to wear a layer again. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, you bet. Yeah, careful
Tim.
What you wish for here, I suppose, right?
True.
Just like, but I asked the question yesterday, too. What would you rather have, 107 watching spring training baseball? Kind of nowhere to hide when you're out at those parks. Not a lot of shade to be found. Occasionally can find it. Or would you rather have 22 and sunny today, unseasonably warm in one respect and unseasonably cold in another?
See, I'll take the 22 and sunny. That's no problem. But I thought you were going to say, or a blizzard like we had yesterday.
Oh, yeah,
I mean, that's a tough decision.